be seated, right? Woo! Right? If they're just so close, it just gives you energy, huh?
That's what it is.
Angela Fisher, give it up for her. Woo! I don't know what to say. The 60s, you need rhythm to be in the 60s. I was having trouble up there. I don't know if I was on beat when I was... Well, I wasn't, was I? Don't lie. Was I? Oh. What was that? That was nice. Could you guys hear that?
I love you,
Brian! Turn his drum thingy on. Thank you. See, Felix just plays games the entire show. He's not really playing drums. He's up there playing video games behind the drums. That's why you see his arms moving. The 50s, the 60s, and the 70s were when we saw a lot of groups sing. We had, obviously in the 60s, we had, like I said, the Monkees, the Turtles, the Archies, all those folks. We had the Supremes, the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Pips. In the 60s with Motown. In the 70s, you had groups like Earth, Wind, and Fire. You had groups like the Bee Gees. You had, what other groups? The Jackson 5. The Commodores. Any other groups you can think of? Jacob? Okay, since I stole your tune right there. But the point of the story is that in the 60s and 70s, you had a lot of groups perform together. You don't see that anymore. You know, we have got bands and whatnot singing and performing together. And then occasionally you have groups like the Spice Girls. I'm going to say that without laughing. You had groups like the Spice Girls. No, I'm not. But you don't see that anymore. And that's really what made part of the 60s and the 70s and music in those decades really a lot of fun, because they would get up there, they'd sing, and then, God forbid, if I have to imitate them, they would dance. So what's going to happen in a minute is we're going to start heading into the 1970s. And it's going to get frightening for you guys who have to watch me move around on this stage. So instead of me dancing for the 70s as much, I figured we'd get some help from the audience. So can you turn those up for me, Junior? You might have to kill the spotlight on me too, because I can't really see. Thank you, sir. What we need to do is we need to find somebody who's got some rhythm and some stage presence. Someone who knows how to dance. Now, hold on. Typically, I can hear you. You're only 3 feet away. You ain't got to keep screaming. Typically, what we do here is we look out in the audience and we find that there are many, many women in the audience. Occasionally, there are two or three men. And of those two or three men, all of them usually have been bribed to come to this show. Or they've been threatened, or tortured, or made to do something, you know, that they didn't really want to do, coming to the Clay Aiken show. So we ask these gentlemen to come up and help us on the stage. And we like to get those gentlemen who really don't want to be here. The ones who'd rather be at home watching the game. And now you're holding up my book. So I know you're a Claymate. It's okay. Don't deny it. But I think I've got a little bit of an idea. Instead of doing what we typically do, this is one of the perks of the job, is Miss Michigan is here in the front row tonight. And I kind of think that maybe you know, come here, Miss Michigan. Now you just won a few weeks ago, right?
Yes, a few weeks ago in June.
And tell everybody your name.
Octavia Reese.
This is your Miss Michigan right here. How was Miss America in a few months, right? September?
No, it's in January. They
changed it. Okay, never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. So you have some time to practice, right? What is your talent for the show?
I play the cello. So if you ever need a cellist to get up there, I'm well prepared for concerts and tours.
Oh, good. Well, what we need tonight, Miss Michigan, is a dancer. So I think we're going to ask you to help us out, if that's okay. Don't you guys want to see what Miss Michigan can do? Miss Michigan, you head right over there with Nick. Nick's gonna take care of you. We're gonna finish up the 60s right now. I'm gonna go back and forth with Miss Michigan for a while during the intermission.